Welcome to the 21 Seconds Podcast. I'm your host, Colt White. We got six stakes races to look at on today's episode, three from Sunland Park on closing weekend over there, and also three at Remington Park. And at Remington, it'll be two challenge races, the distance and the challenge championship, as well as the Mr. Jetmore Stakes over at Sunland, West Texas Futurity, New Mexican Spring Futurity, and the NMHBA Quarter Horse Stakes. Not going to waste too much time. I'm going to get right into my selections right after this. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Dash Master Jess and Mr. Fulton, standing at Scarlet Hill Farm in Weatherford, Texas. Dash Master Jess is a multiple graded stakes sire with his top runners including Jessa Dash and Angela, Doc McCrocklin, and Jess Master Angel, with his average earnings per starter at over $20,000. The son of Mr. Jess Perry will stand for $1,500 in 2024 and is the sire of Oklahoma Futurity qualifier Liberty for Jess coming up this weekend. Also, Mr. Fulton, the stakes hiring son of Corona Cartel, is from the same family of fan favorite and AQHA champion Trump My Record. He's also a half-brother to Grade 1 winner Jet Black Grace, who won the Heritage Futurity a few years ago. 63% of his two-year-olds in 2023 were winners with 25% being stakes winners, his most notable runner so far being the stakes winner Classy Looking Chick. The stout bay stallion will stand for $1,000 this year. Make sure you get in touch with Scarlet Hill Farm at 682-290-5750 and book your breeding today. Let's get started with the NMHBA Quarter Horse Stakes at Sunland on race 7 on the card Saturday for 3-year-old New Mexico breds, going 400 yards for a purse of $100,000. Quick look at the field. Number 1 is Just Have One More, owned by CHR Racing. David Barraza trains, Luis Martinez rides, 8-1 morning line, Just Have One More. The 2 is Crispin, owned by MRB Racing. Manny Rodriguez trains, Escar Ramirez in the saddle. Bit surprised at 6-1 on Crispin. 3, JM Special Ryan, owned by Ventura M Ranch, LLC. Jorge Sanchez Jr. trains, Adrian Ramos will be the pilot. The 4, Over to Edge, owned by Miguel Mauricio Gallegos. Eric Valenzuela trains, Sergio Becerra Jr. will be the jockey. 5, Paint Me Queen, owned by Delio Aranda. Jaime Alvarez Sr. trains, and the jockey James Flores. 6 is Call Me Jesse Cartel, owned by Empire Racing and Pavone Racing, LLC. Another one for Eric Valenzuela. Jose Enriquez will be up. 7 is Big Posey's Cartel, owned by Frankie Hurtado, trained by Ricardo Armendariz Jr., and Christian Ramos will be aboard. The 8 is Big Daddy Far, owned by Joaquin Gutierrez. Thomas Pierce Jr. trains. Alan Hernandez will be up. The 9 is Little Newt, owned by Noe Amaya. Guadalupe Munoz Jr., the trainer. Noe Garcia Jr., the pilot. Then the 10, the Edge of Gray, owned by Rex Wells. James Gonzalez, the third, trains, and the jockey, Christian Cardenas. And the also eligible is the 11, JM Johnny B. Good, owned by Ventura M. Ranch, Jorge Sanchez Jr., Emilio Tapia, listed as the rider. I'm going to take the 4 in this one. That's Over to Edge. She is 4-1 on the morning line. Philly by I Am King, Out of the Edge by Separatist. 3-for-3 this year at Sunland Park. Won a trial for the Shoefly Stakes in middle of January. Qualified to the Grade 2 Finals and got the win there. Also won the Grade 3 Sunburst Stakes last time out. She might be a good candidate for Horse of the Meet over there already, but definitely with a win in the NMHBA, will be the Horse of the Meet. Last year, too, she was a finalist in the New Mexican Spring Futurity at Sunland. Also ran third in the Mountaintop Futurity Grade 2 at Ruidoso and third in the New Mexico Classic Juvenile in her last start at 2 at Zia Park. One half of her races, 5 out of 10, with a second and 3/3, $217,000 in earnings for Over to Edge, an NJ Farms bred, and sold at the 2022 Ruidoso Yearling Sale for $24,500. Second, I'm going to go to the 6, Call Me Jesse Cartel. Gelding is 5-1 on the morning line, sired by Jessa Chicks out of Lily Cartel by Corona Cartel. Had a pair of starts on the year so far. Won a trial for the Shoefly Stakes in January. Ran 5th in the Grade 2 Finals. At 2, was a finalist in the New Mexican Spring Futurity. 2nd in the Mountaintop Futurity. And managed to win the Grade 1 Zia Futurity. Last start at 2 was at Albuquerque in the New Mexico State Fair Trials. Didn't manage to qualify, Maybe he did, and he just scratched. I can't remember exactly now. No recent works for Call Me Jesse Cartel. It's had 4 wins, 2 seconds, and a 3rd from 9 career attempts. $257,000 in earnings, and he was a New Mexico bred graduate at Ruidoso for $23,000 a couple of years ago. Third, I'm going to go to the two, Crispin, at 6-1, a gelded son of a Royal Jess, out of First Place Cartel by Corona Cartel. Be the first start of the year for Crispin. Had a really nice two-year-old campaign last year. Ran first or second in every start but one. Got the win in the New Mexican Spring Futurity Grade 2 in April of last year. Won a trial for the Mountaintop. Ran second in both the Zia Trials and the Grade 1 Finals. Another second in the All-American Trials. And won a trial for the New Mexico State Fair Futurity. Qualified and ran ninth in the Grade 2 Finals in October. A couple of recent works for Crispin. February 27th, 3:30 and 18:31. That was the lone work of the day, breezing there. And then on March 19th, went 3:30 and 17:47, was third fastest of four. $273,000 in earnings for Crispin in post two. And then for fourth, I'm going to go to the 10, to Edge of Gray. Sold at the New Mexico bred sale a couple years ago for $59,000. 15-1 of the morning line, a gelded son of Big Daddy Cartel, out of De Edge by Separatist, a half-brother to Over De Edge, my top selection. Has started once this year, ran fourth in the Shoefly Stakes Trials. Didn't manage to qualify there, though. Last year, did make the Mountaintop Futurity, and he finished eighth in the finals there, but had a very impressive trial performance. I like the price on him. I like his post-draw. Earner of $38,000 coming into it. See what Ed Gray can do on Saturday. So in the NMHBA stakes, 4 Over to Edge on top, 6 Call Me Jesse Cartel second, 2 Crispin third, and 10 to Edge of Gray fourth. 4-6-2-10 in race 7. Next up, race 8 on the card, the $355,000 New Mexican Spring Futurity, 2-year-old New Mexico breds going 300 yards. Number 1 is Lefty, owned by Empire Racing and Pavone Racing LLC. Marco Flores trains. Jose Enriquez up. The 2 is Jet Black Rocket, owned by Jose Meraz. Jose Efren Meraz trains. Daniel Amaya with the call. 3 is Fast Copy King, owned by Heavy Hitters Racing Stables. Eric Valenzuela trains, and Escar Ramirez will be aboard. 4 is Suspicious Jess, owned by Tungsten Racing Partnership. Eric Valenzuela, the trainer, and the jockey, Sergio Becerra Jr. The 5 is Samurai, owned by Scott Branson and Jimmy Vasquez. Jesus Rondon Jr. trains, and Adrian Ramos will be aboard. Purple Queen is the 6, owned by Jaime Martinez. Jose Meraz trains, and Daniel Avila Jr. with the call. 7 is BV Bridget Cartel, owned by Tungsten Racing Partnership. Another one for Eric Valenzuela. Luis Garcia will be up. The 8 is Row by Row, owned by JNSM Incorporated. Fred Danley trains, and jockey Noe Garcia Jr. The 9 is the fastest qualifier, Pavel, owned and trained by Jorge Sanchez Jr. Luis Martinez will be aboard. And the 10, JBP in Red, owned by Adelita Lopez. Iber Munoz, the trainer, James Flores will be up. My top selection in the Spring Futurity is going to be the 2, Jet Black Rocket. Was a 2023 Heritage Place Fall Mix Sale purchase for $8,500. She is 5-1 of the morning line and sired by Jet Black Patriot, of course, out of Rocket Sace by Trey Sace. Picked up win in her first career start in the trials. Had a slight bump at the start in that one, but had a big rally to get up and win by a half length. I was just really impressed by Jet Black Rocket on trial day, so I decided to go with her on top. Usually seems like your favorites don't usually win these early futurities like they do perhaps later in the year. So I'm going to go with her at a slight price of 5-1. Second, I'm going to go to the 9, Pavel, the fastest qualifier at 3-1. Gelding by Sar Cartel MV out of Camellia by Tempting Dash. This one was sold at the New Mexico bred sale last year at Ruidoso for $6,000. Pavel had a pair of starts already, was fourth in a maiden at First Asking 2 weeks before the trials, and had a really nice trial performance, of course, setting the fastest time. Broke well on that one, had a very strong finish to win by 3/4 of a length. Drew a similar spot as she did in the trials, I think he was in post 8 in the trial and post 9 here, so a familiar spot on the track. See what Pavel can do. A lot of attention will be on him. third, I'll go to the 6, Purple Queen. Purple Queen also 1-for-1 after her trial performance. She is by I Am King out of Cherokee Purple by Ivory James. Another trial winner here who was sharp at the break. Had big strides late, cruised home to win by a half length over Suspicious Jess. And Suspicious Jess is my 4th selection here in this one. New Mexico bred purchase for $30,000 at Ruidoso. He is 8-1 of the morning line, sired by Suspicious Interest out of Lovely Little Lily Rose by Mr. Jess Perry. Has had a pair of starts. First time out was against Maiden Company a couple of weeks before the trials. Ran 5th in that one. A little bit of trouble there, but bounced back very well in that one where he dueled with Purple Queen throughout in that one. But just no match. Of course, defeated by a half a length. So in the New Mexican Spring Futurity, I'll go to the 2, Jet Black Rocket on top. The 9, Pavel 2nd, I should say. Screwing everything up today. 3rd is Purple Queen. In post 6, and then for 4th, I'll go to the 4, Suspicious Jess, 2964 in the Spring Futurity. Last race to look at Sunland, the West Texas Futurity for open 2-year-olds for $311,000, 300 yards of the distance, field of 10, and one also eligible. The 1 is Painted Eclipse, owned by Sean Hubbard, La Feliz Montaña Ranch, and Ray Willis. Xavier Rodriguez trains, Luis Martinez will be up. 2, Train B Taka, by Cheryl Stokes, Amador Areola, and Tungsten Racing Partnership. Eric Valenzuela trains, Luis Garcia with the call. 3 is Holland's Good Candy, owned by Absolute Refrigeration. Rigo Juarez trains, Emilio Tapia will be aboard. 4 is Dash of Candy, owned by Melvin and Susan Neugebauer. West Giles trains, Francisco Calderon will be up. 5, BR Secret, owned by Super Champion Incorporated. Eric Valenzuela the trainer, and the jockey, Sergio Becerra Jr. 6, She's Fancy, owned by La Feliz Montaña Ranch, LLC. Xavier Rodriguez trains, Alan Hernandez, the jockey. 7 is Skin That Smoke Wagon, owned by Jill Giles. West Giles trains, Noe Garcia Jr. will be the pilot. 8, KJ Born to Be Wild, owned by John, Kathy Lee, and Ruben Mayers. West Giles trains, Adrian Ramos in the irons. The 9, FDD Dreams, owned by La Feliz Montaña Ranch. Xavier Rodriguez trains, Esgar Ramirez will be up. And the 10, Eagle A, owned by Tungsten Racing Partnership and Hazel Howlett. Eric Valenzuela, the trainer. Jose Enriquez up. And the also eligible is Electrifying Cowboy, another one for Tungsten Racing Partnership and Eric Valenzuela. And Luis Garcia listed as a rider on this one as well. So in the West Texas Futurity, I'm going to go to the 10 on top. That's Eagle A. At 8-1, a colt by One Famous Eagle out of Miss Aguilar by Trace Say, sold at the Texas bred sale last year for $155,000. Is 1-for-1 after his trial victory. Had a bit of a poor start in that one, but rallied home and was in hand late to win by a length. A really impressive race for Eagle A. Drew inside that day, draws the far outside on Saturday. See if that makes any difference. I like his price too at 8-1. 2nd, I'll go to the 1, Painted Eclipse at 4-1 morning line, a colt by PYC Paint Your Wagon out of Safari Moonlight by One Famous Eagle. This one sold at the Heritage Place yearling sale last year for $32,000 and is 1-for-1 after his trial victory where he set the fastest overall time. Broke well on that one, cruised home handily, and won it by 3/4 of a length over BR Secret at Painted Eclipse. I was going to go with this one on top. Based on the trials, it looked like the inside just wasn't as fast as the outside was, and it really seems like it's that way at Sunland a lot of the time, where horses that are really good on the inside end up struggling in a race where they should be able to win it or run second at least. So I'll go with Painted Eclipse in for 2nd because of the post draw. If it weren't for that, I'd probably have my top 2 choices flipped. For 3rd, I'll go to the 5, BR Secret at 5-1. A colt by First Down Dash out of Secret Separation by Separatist. Of course, ran 2nd to Painted Eclipse in the trials. Had a good start in that one, a steady drive, but just no match for Painted Eclipse. Defeated 3/4 of a length. very often you see first down dash babies in these futurities anymore. So that's really, really awesome to see. The California bred from the Eric Valenzuela barn, one of three in the finals for him. And then for fourth, I'm going to take the two, Train B Taka. This one is 6-1 morning line, a gelded son of Freight Train B out of Apolitataka by Apolitical Jest. Sold at the Riados Select Sale last year for $73,000. Ran second in the trials, broke well, dueled throughout with FDD Dreams, who was in post nine in the finals, just missed by a head at one, but a very impressive race. That one he might have actually broke on top, did Train B Taka, the bright gray. So in the West Texas Futurity, I'll go to the 10, Eagle A on top, the 1, Painted Eclipse, 2nd, 5, BR Secret, 3rd, and 2, Train B Taka, in for 4th. 10, 1, 5, 2 in the West Texas.
When a horse breathes in during exercise, a strong suction force is exerted on the outer walls of the fragile pulmonary capillaries. Think of it like a vacuum cleaner in the air sacs of the lungs, pulling on the outside walls of the capillaries. This, combined with high blood pressures inside the capillaries, causes the capillaries to rupture, resulting in EIPH. By reducing resistance when breathing in, flare strips turn down the suction on the vacuum cleaner in the lungs to reduce EIPH. See the evidence at flarestrips.com.
Moving on to Remington Park and starting with the Mr. Jetmore Stakes on Saturday night. 350 yards of distance, Oklahoma bred 3-year-olds and up for a purse of $68,000. And we have a field of 8 in this year's Mr. Jetmore. It is race 12 on the card as well. And here's a look at the field. Number 1 is Hooked and Gone, owned by Regina Lehman. Eddie Willis trains. Justine Klaber will be up. The 2 is Just Good Wine, owned by Guns Up Racing. Toby Keaton, the trainer. Brian Cantinosa, the rider. 3, One Fabulous Boy, owned by Paul Wolf, trained by Ed Hardy, Angel Ramirez with the call. The 4 is DeFours, owned by Zach Steinball and LC3 Cattle Company, Steinball Trains, and the jockey Ali Rivera. Number 5, RG's Gold Wagon, owned by Mauricio Garza, Roy Garza Trains, and the jockey CJ Ben. 6 is Deutsch, owned and trained by Pat Swan and Christian Escada. We'll have the call. 7 is LS Jack's Back, owned by LS Racing Incorporated. John Steinball trains. Ricky Ramirez will be in the saddle. And the 8 is Apolitical Payoff, owned by Brenda Reiswig. Jason Olmstead trains. And the jockey, Edwin Escobedo. My top selection in the Jetmore will be the 2, Just Good Wine, sold at the 2021 Heritage Place Fall Mix Sale for $35,000. Gelding is 3-1 of the morning line, I should say. A 4-year-old gelding by Good Reason SA out of Mr. Perry's Wine by Mr. Jess Perry will make his 2024 debut here in the Mr. Jetmore. A really successful year last year, winning a trot off of the Sam Houston Derby and running second in the Grade 3 Finals. Also won the Rainbow Invitational Stakes and the All-American Invitational and ran second in the Texas Classic Derby with a win in the Hobbs America Derby Invitational Grade 3. At 2, ran second in the Sam Houston Juvenile Challenge and was also a finalist in the Riadosa Juvenile Challenge. He has been first or second 11 of 14 attempts with $326,000 in earnings for Jess Good Wine. Did put in a work on March 15th, going 220 and 1257 at Remington. That was 11th fastest of 27, breezing that morning for Jess Good Wine. Really tough race to handicap here. Wouldn't be surprised if any of the 8 managed to win. But for second, I'll go to the 1, Hooked and Gone, at 5-2. Another 4-year-old gelding, sired by PYC Paint Your Wagon, at a Pretty Girl Kate by Pretty Boy Perry. Another one making his season debut. And another one had a really successful year last year, winning the Grade 1 Remington Park Derby last April. Ran second in the Heritage Place Derby. Also ran fourth in the Rainbow Derby, third in the All-American Derby. And then also ran 5th in the Los Al Invitational Championship and then earned a spot in the Champion of Champions through the Z. Wayne Griffin Director's Trials and finished 8th in the Champion of Champions to end the year last year. Also did really well at 2, won the Remington Park Juvenile in 2022, ran 4th in the Grade 1 Heritage Place Futurity, and was also runner-up in the Rainbow Juvenile. So this one's been first, second, or third 13 times in 18 career starts, with earnings just over $500,000 for Hooked and Gone. Worked on February 23rd, went 220 and 1198, ended up 56th out of 114 that day. Third, I'm going to go to the 8 on the outside, Apolitical Payoff at 5-1, a 5-year-old gelding by Apolitical Jess out of Sace the Royal Cash by Trey Sace. It's already started once this year, ran third in the Mighty Deck 3 Stakes. A really nice year last year winning the Mighty Deck 3, ran second in the East Stakes, the D. Raper Sooner State Stakes, and the Boyd Morris Memorial. Was also third in the Keokuk Stakes and runner-up in the Two Rivers with a win in the OQHRA Fall Classic. At 3, also ran second in the Oklahoma Mystery Derby and was a finalist in the Ruidoso Invitational and the Mr. Masterbug Stakes at Remington. And his 2-year-old year, his headlining race was a win in the Black Gold Laddie Futurity at Will Rogers Downs. He has 7 wins, 9 seconds, and 4 thirds from 27 attempts, $276,000 in earnings for Apolitical Payoff. And then for 4th, I'll go to the 6, Deutsch. At 6-1, a 5-year-old gelding by One Fabulous Eagle out of Holly Jolly by Fredericksburg. This one always seems to be at long odds in these stakes races at Remington and always seems to be up there somewhere. Has already started once this year, ran second in the Mighty Deck 3 Stakes. Last year was a finalist in the Keokuk Stakes at Prairie Meadows and also ran fourth in the Remington Park Derby in Oklahoma City. 2-year-old year, ran fourth in the Prairie Meadows Juvenile Challenge. Ran 8th in the Challenge Championship at Albuquerque, and this one has 5 wins and 3 seconds from 16 attempts, $98,000 earnings for Deutsch. So in the Jetmore, I'll go to the 2, Just Good Wine on top, the 1, Hooked and Gone second, the 8, Apolitical Payoff third, and the 6, Deutsch in there for 4th. 2-1, 8-6 in the Mr. Jetmore Stakes. Two more races to look at. We'll next go to the AQHA Distance Challenge at Remington. That's on Sunday, race 9 on the card, 3-year-olds and up, going 870 yards and a field of 7 in this one. Number 1 is Invincible Streak, owned by Paula Marchant. Stacy Capps trains. You went on Everette with the call. 2 is Win Me Some Money, owned by SLC Racing LLC. Shea Cox trains. Eleazar Hernandez with the ride. 3 is Marcus Aurelius, owned by Bobby and Catherine Simmons. Clint Crawford trains. Andrew Samaniego will be in the saddle. 4 is O'Donovan Rosa, owned by Kelly Other Equine LLC, D. Keener the trainer, jockey Roman Cruz. 5, Corn Fusion, owned and trained by Manuel Campos, James Flores the jockey. 6 is Dak, owned by Blue Star Racing, James Gonzalez trained, Sal Martinez with the call. And number 7 is Rockulator, owned by Rock and Jay Running Horses, Tammy Johnson trains, and Ali Rivera will have the call. So my top choice in the Distance Challenge is going to be the 6, Dak, at 5-2, an 8-year-old gelding, the old man of the field. He's sired by Dominion, out of Fleet Ellis, by Fisher's Dash. Had a really nice year last year where he did win this race in his second start of the year. He ran 5th in the SLM Big Daddy before that. Was also 2nd in the Paul's Valley Stakes, 3rd in the Remington Park Distance Championship, won the Bill Reed Memorial at Ruidoso, ran 4th in the AQHA Distance Challenge Championship at Lone Star, and was also 4th in the King Rickrack. Always a very consistent runner in Dak. Of course, his, you could probably argue his biggest win, at least by purse money, was a TQHA Sale Futurity back in 2018. But he's really excelled at these farther distances, including going 550, won several stakes at the 550-yard distance before moving on to 870 yards. The Texas bred has 9 wins, 7 seconds, and a third from 32 career outs, $467,000 earnings for Dak. He has put in a pair of works at Remington here recently, February 14th, 330 and 1868, 2nd of 2, and then was the lone work of the day, going 440 yards on March 17th in a time of 24:16. Second, I'm going to go to the 4. O'Donovan Rosa at 8-5, a 6-year-old gelding by Apolitical Jess out of Shanachie by Country Chicks Man. This one has already started once this year, ran 5th in the SLM Big Daddy. Last year was 7th in the SLM Big Daddy before winning an allowance. I think he won that one by about 8 lengths, maybe more than that. And also won the Paul's Valley, was runner-up in the Remington Park Distance Championship, won the Will Rogers Distance Challenge before running 2nd in the Distance Challenge Championship, was also 4th in the Let Her Rip Lip Chip Stakes at Lone Star at the end of the year last year. Another one that's been very consistent throughout his career. At one point ran second in the Black Gold Laddie Futurity. That was in 2020 at two. Was also third in the Jack Brooks Stakes at Remington in 2021. A finalist in the Southern California Derby. Also the winner of the SLM Big Daddy in 2022. Won the Walter Merrick Stakes at Fair Meadows, the Devil His Due at Lone Star. A very accomplished six-year-old here in Donovan Rosa has been first, second, or third 20 out of 34 attempts with $270,000 in earnings. And then for third, I'll go to the one, Invincible Streak at 9-2. This is a four-year-old gelding by Painted Dash out of Streaking Senorita by 10 streaks. Already started once this year. Against Starter Allowance Company, ran fifth. This is the first career stakes race for Invincible Streak. Only has a pair of wins on his resume, but broke his maiden in a maiden claiming event at Will Rogers last fall. Won that one by nearly five lengths, and then won a Starter Allowance at Will Rogers by 4.5. That, I guess, is why he is 9-2 on the morning line. Earner of $25,000 so far in Invincible Streak. So in the distance challenge, I'll go to the 6, DAC on top, the 4, Donovan Rosa second, and the 1, Invincible Streak in there for third. 6-4-1 in the distance challenge. Last race to look at on this episode, the Bank of America Championship Challenge at Remington, $60,000 purse, 440 yards of distance, 3-year-olds and up at our challenge eligible. Number 1 is He's Judge and Jury, owned by Jeff Jones and Steve Holt. Heath Taylor trains, Francisco Calderon will be up. 2 is Jess the Leader, owned by Pete Scarmardo. John Steinball trains, Ali Rivera is the jockey. 3 is A Famous Ribbon, owned by Adrian Alleman. Juan Diaz Jr. trains, Manny Gutierrez will be up. 4 is Pretty Lie, owned by Ismael Donato and Marcos Mora. Salim Hernandez trains, Roman Cruz the rider. 5, A Legacy of Tales, owned by Donald Friesian. Stacy Charette Hill trains, Christian Esqueda in the irons. 6 is A Trace of Eagle, owned by Bella Vista Farms, LLC. Eddie Lee Willis trains. Yasiel Soto is the rider. 7 is I'm No Lawyer But, owned by Scott and Jamie Bryant. Michael Joyner trains. Brian Cantinosa aboard. And the 8 is Big Caney, owned by Luis Escobedo. Luisio Espiritu, the trainer, and the jockey Rolando Rodales. So in the championship challenge, I'm going to go to the 6 on top. That's A Trace of Eagle at 2-1. A 5-year-old gelding by One Fabulous Eagle out of A Trace of Paint by Trey Sace. Last year had a very successful year to the Trace of Eagle. He won this race last year, won the Mr. Jetmore last year and the D-Ray Presenter State Stakes, ran third in the Remington Park Championship. Was also the winner of the Arapahoe Park Championship Challenge, fifth in the All-American Gold Cup, won the Challenge Championship at Lone Star, and then moved on to run third in the Grade 1 Champion of Champions to end the year last year. At 3, he was a finalist in the Remington Park Derby, second in the Rainbow Invitational, and also a finalist in the All-American Invitational. It was A Trace of Eagle, but did really well last year at Remington Park. I expect him to do more of the same here this year. Be his first out of the season. Had a pair of works in March. March 8th, went 220 and 1384, 14th of 14. And a few weeks later on the 23rd, went 220 and 1250, 24th out of 41. 423,000 earnings for Oklahoma bred A Trace of Eagle. Second, I'll go to the 1, He's Judge and Jury at 5-1, a 4-year-old gelding by He's Relentless out of Crazy Down Corona by First Down Dash. He's had a pair of starts this year. Ran 4th in an allowance at Sunland Park in January, then 2nd in an optional claimer in February. Last year, his 3-year-old year, picked up his only win in the Rainbow Derby trials. Also qualified after a 3rd-place finish in the trials to the Grade 1 Los Al Super Derby, and then was 2nd in the A Ransom Handicapped in the year last year. Of course, his 2-year-old year has been his best by far, at least to this point. He could have a really big year this year. Ran 3rd in the Ruidoso, 5th in the Rainbow Futurity, and of course won the Grade 1 All-American Futurity on Labor Day that year, and was also 3rd in the Deuce out at Los Al. He's had 15 starts, 6 wins, 2 seconds, and 3 thirds with $1.9 million in earnings. I believe a win here should put him at that $2 million earning mark for He's Judge and Jury. Third, I'll go to the 3, A Famous Ribbon at 8-1. 5-year-old gelding by One Famous Eagle at a fast prize ribbon by Corona Cartel. You know, Diaz is going to finish up there somewhere, even if he is 8-1. He's not going to be 8-1 by the time the race goes off. Probably be, you know, down there really low, but still going to have him in here for third. A Famous Ribbon, another one making his season debut. Last year only ran 3 times, won the Grants Pass Championship Challenge, then ran 4th in the Challenge Championship at Lone Star and 3rd in an allowance at Lone Star to end the year. At 3, was a finalist in the Golden State Derby, won the James Smith Memorial Handicap, and was also 4th in the LaSalle Winter Derby. As a Famous Ribbon, has 6 wins and 2/3 from 14 outs, $113,000 in earnings. Has a pair of works from Rotama Park. February 22nd, went 220 and 1240, was 3rd fastest of 25. And on March 15th, went 220 and 1277 from the gate, 17th out of 38 for the Texas bred. And then for 4th, I'll go to the 2, Jess the Leader at 10-1. 5-year-old gelding by Jess Louisiana Blue out of Cartel Leader by Corona Cartel. This one, another one with a good year last year, won the Willie Hickman Memorial at Sam Houston and the TQHA Classic at Rotama, then the Dr. Glenn Blodgett and B.F. Phillips Jr. Stakes at Lone Star before a 4th-place finish in the Refrigerator Handicap, and was also a finalist in the Zia Park Championship at the very end of the year last year. At 3, he was a finalist in the Heritage Place Derby. 2-year-old year, ran 3rd at the TQHA Sale Futurity and the Texas Classic Futurity. So he has been 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, 12 of 21 attempts with $372,000 in earnings. Jess the Leader worked at Rotama Park on February 9th, went 12-10 for the 220 yards with 5th out of 22, and then was the lone work of the day at Remington on March 16th, going 300 yards in 16.34. He has earnings of $372,000, Jess the Leader, and will be my 4th choice. So in the championship challenge, I'll go to the 6, A Trace of Eagle on top, the 1, He's Judging Jury 2nd, 3, A Famous Ribbon 3rd, and 2, Jess the Leader in there for 4th. 6, 1, 3, 2 in the championship challenge. And that will wrap up this episode of the podcast. Make sure you come back and join us next week. We'll look at the restricted grade 1 Remington Park Futurity Trials as well as the Remington Park Derby Trials, and that'll probably be it. There'll either be 2 or 3 episodes next week. Might split the trials by day depending on how many trials there are, and go from there. So thank you all for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.